quite a blessing. And I remember reading your book, and it really inspired me. And a few things I learned from that book, that, you know, it's not just about us. You know, what we have received, it is as good as giving it back to people that we are also building up to the same call that God has called us. And when I had you, you know, you're in writing books, I've been desiring to write a book, which I personally didn't write the book, but somebody wrote my story. And so today, I'm really honored as I present to you and Elaine and David a copy of a book that is already on sale. And so I'll ask my wife to just come and present this gift. For me, it's a testimony. It's a story that many guys are reading out there. It is changing lives and transforming lives. And I didn't I have copies, but they're not here. And I believe next time we gather, I'll make sure that I'm able to bring so that you can just get to read and know what God is capable of doing. You have been an inspiration to me. I've grown, I've learned a lot. You have prayed for us, you've prophesied over my lives, and I know that the word of God will not return to him void. So with those few words, I would want you and your wife to just stand and receive this gift from Matikos. So thank you so much. God bless you. The rest of us, if you want to buy it online, you can find it at Amazon. It is called The Sad Story, and I believe it's a book that will inspire you to know how this amazing grace of God is able to get someone from just a ragged to a minister. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Praise the Lord. I think I'm still the youngest of the team. Though it has been many years, praise the Lord. I just want to take this opportunity to thank and to appreciate the director of Southern Cross Churches Association, and also wonderful people like David Appelt, Jody Pike. I think when I came into Southern Cross 5 years ago, I think I'd given up in ministry. We were supposed to close camp down in Uganda, and when I came the first time, the warmth, the welcome, the encouragement that I got from Southern Cross was enabled me to be able to see things different in ministry. By then, we were less than 20 people, perhaps, I think, in ministry when I came in first. And when I met the team at Mennonite's guest house, just the first day, I felt inspired. I felt inspired because we had tried to do everything in ministry and things were not working. Then the advice, the counsel, the friendship that I was able to get. When I got back to Uganda, I remember I was carrying Busisiwe from South Africa in the car from the airport. And he just prophesied. She just prophesied. She told me, son, this is my first time to see you. You've come to pick me from the airport. But within 1 year, things will turn around. So, you know, she didn't talk much because we were still new. Nobody was there to introduce us. I just went to pick her from the airport. And let me tell you, since that first meeting, when I went back to Uganda, things changed because right now I was not just doing ministry. I was doing it with a different kind of direction. I remember the time that I was stuck and I could send out emails and I could get directions and advices on what to do, decisions to make. Sometimes as pastors, we're overwhelmed in ministry and we don't know who to turn to, who to ask for counsel. But Southern Cross has been more than a family. People like David Appelt coming all the way down to Uganda to encourage us as a church has seen us come from a small polythene sanctuary to right now a big 500-seater church in Uganda. For these 4 years of me being part of Southern Cross, we have experienced so much growth. Thank you so much, Mom Jody, for discovering me down into Uganda. Praise the Lord. So we really thank you. Sometimes maybe you have not gotten the chance of coming down to see what the Lord is doing in Uganda, but I'm sure maybe through pictures when David comes. Anthony was there also recently, we have been able to see what the Lord has been doing through the wonderful teachings that we get through Southern Cross. Pastors ask me, you are a young man, what is your secret? I know the secret. It's when you have the right fathers and function under the grace that is working upon them. Praise the Lord. So we have seen it grow. We have seen so many things that are happening in the body of Christ. So we thank you so much. We acknowledge the great work that you do. We pray for you every other day. You inspire us. I personally visit the website, Churchlands, Southern Cross. I really do that. I really intrude and nobody knows. And so I learn so much. I really do it. Every other day I go there to get an encouragement word. And you've been able to do all that you're doing right now. We are able to put up a structure in a church land. I remember that was a mega challenge in those years. And you know, sometimes you don't need anybody to give you money, but you need somebody to inspire you and make you see, have a certain direction and perspective. Then God just does what he does best, and provision comes from every side. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much, Mom Elaine. Thank you so much, Papa John. We appreciate you. Thank you, Mom Judy. Papa David, I can't thank you enough. You are a general. And thank you so much, Anthony. God bless you.
Amen. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Irene Jeremy Ahonya from Western Kenya, a place called Kaimosi. I'm born again. I want to take this opportunity to thank you so much, to thank all of you for having just met you. You have inspired me, all of you. I want to say this. 8 years ago, at a time like this one, an angel visited me at my place of work. I was low and down spiritually and physically, and an angel visited me. And that is the time my life changed all around, both spiritually, physically, and even psychologically. I want to thank God so much for that day. Having known Pastor David Appelt, that is the angel I'm talking about, my life changed. And I started looking things in a different way, and I got inspired, and the love for the Lord grew, and actually I've seen it bear fruits. Thank you so much, Pastor David Appelt, for the love I have seen in you for the 8 years along the line. I've seen you being a father to me, a brother, and an inspirer and an encourager. Person who has cried with us, laughed with us, and walked with us, and worked together with us in this vineyard of the Lord. I'm just here to say thank you so much. May God bless you so much for loving us and even loving the land of Kenya and our family. We love you too. We pray together with you. We are praying with you. And surely I know the Bible says, the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verses 10, God is not unjust to forget the love you have shown unto him through helping his people, and you continue to help them. Love you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God. First of all, let me say I'm very glad that I'm here. And one time, when before I came here, I was like, should I go or not? But I want to thank God for Anthony and Fiona, for you are persistent, encouraging us to come and attend such a kind of a meeting. I'm glad that I came, because I've been so much encouraged through the teachings that we received in this place since yesterday. I have a different perspective of the apostolic ministry and how it should operate both in the church and outside the church. I'm very also actually encouraged for me to realize what is my assignment, not only as a minister, but also as a believer that knows Jesus Christ. I'm also encouraged to know my identity. What is my identity in Christ? And that helps me that affects many other things that surrounds my life, my ministry, and other things. Southern Cross is really actually a family that one should want to be in. I was sharing in our group outside there yesterday. There is an organization actually that is purported to have started in the UK, and it was started by a Kenyan who came here, and it's called World Union of Churches. I don't know whether some of you have heard about World Union of Churches, and they put together a very huge conference, and is an organization that covers many churches across the world, as it is purported. And there are huge promises they give. And the people registered in thousands. That organization, actually, it is no longer in existence after being introduced in Kenya. And its founder is also at large, being searched or looked after because of some misconduct and being really conny or conning people. But this family here is a family, and I love your emphasis on character, on integrity, and that's being one of the key values of this family, Southern Cross. And I feel that this is a kind of a family that we need to be part of, because you may seek for a cover, but you need to know who is covering you. Because if you do not have the right person to cover you, you may find yourself actually corrupted all around and not be able to discharge the calling God has given you. But I realize deep in my heart that this is a kind of a family that I want to be part of, and I want to encourage even other people to be part of such a kind of a family. Thank you so much, John, for being so bold and compromising as in your presentation of the teachings you have given us. It came out very clear and with power, and actually with integrity and experientially, because you speak from your heart, and what comes out of your heart will touch somebody else's heart. And I want to say that that actually has really touched my heart during this conference. Thank you so much, Dev. He calls me doctor. I'm not yet there, but I'm getting there. But I want to thank you so much for your passion. Just you speak with a lot of passion, and the power emanating out of you, the words you speak. I pray that the Lord will just empower you more and more to continue being an encouragement to us. If you look around this group here, you will also realize that the majority of representation comes from indigenous churches, small denominations. And those are the people actually that need such a kind of an encouragement. And so I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for making such a kind of a forum for us where you can be able to come, listen, and be encouraged. I think I'm going home with a message. I am going home with a teaching to my church. I'm going home with a teaching to my church leaders out of the things that actually that I've learned and touched my life. I really, really want to appreciate you, and I look forward for such a kind of gatherings in the future. I want to thank you also for devolving the meetings so that at least at our own regional level, we can have such a kind of meetings more regularly and just be an encouragement to each other. I think now I know Ahonya and his wife much better than I knew them the first time because we were in a group. I've known my namesake, Agre, is also there. I've been able to know him much more closer because we met in our region. So we have been able to bond and to know each other very well. And now we know how we can be able to help each other when we go back to our regions. So thank you so much. May God bless you. But all of you, thank you so much for being part of this family and being an encouragement to us. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. I'm Christopher Olupea. I serve with End Times Gospel Mission. I just have two things I want to thank God for. Number one, I think when I came here, I was just down and like confused, you see. There are some challenges, things I've been going through since the year began. And I didn't even knew that I will attend this meeting. But just when we came here yesterday, and when the meeting began and we began to worship and pray, I received just inner healing, and I'm now very much free. I feel a lot of peace in me. And even most of you have seen me yesterday. When you see me now, you can just read from the face that I have a difference. Amen. Then the other thing, this is the second meeting I've attended with the Southern Cross, especially there is a fellowship we were at Fiona, and there was a servant of God who was teaching about the values of the kingdom, and he spoke more about keeping peace and making peace. I just went and put into practice. You know, the thing that I've learned from the teachings of these servants of God, they teach very simply, yani in a simple way, but if you are serious, you want to take it, you go and put it into practice in a simple way, and it works mightily in a very big way. So me immediately, when I get some teaching that have really challenged me, I just go and begin to put into practice. And that teaching has helped me to bring, to make better peace, not just keeping peace among them. Because now I understood what to make peace is. And I've put it into practice, and it has worked. And especially as we've been going through teaching since yesterday, God has answered my prayer. You know, I also teach leadership, trainings, church planning, and whatever. But there have been questions. You know, when we teach pastors, bishops, they ask many questions. Sometimes we don't have an answer. But through the teachings we have been going through, I've gotten a lot of answers to many questions that have been asked, whereby to me also I've learned some simple way to teach and then people understand. You know, sometimes we go around the bush and we are just leaving the point here. So I'm getting the simplest way, especially since I'm dealing with the low-class people, that I don't go into more details. I come to simple way, to the points, and then people understand what I'm teaching very clearly. So I'm very much happy. I'm so much helped, and I know that when we meet again, I'll have more testimony on what God will have done through the ministry I'm doing. God bless you so much.
Amen. Thank you. John.
Bonus if you don't need to know English so that you can just come here to stand and testify. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm very much grateful for what the Lord actually has done. Since John and Allen started coming to Kenya, I've never failed to attend one of these great meetings. And if there is somebody who has actually benefited, I'm the greatest beneficiary from what they have been bringing all the way from Australia. And in all these meetings, actually, Allen has not been teaching. But she really hit me hard yesterday. When she stood here, most of the African wives, our wives here in Africa, when they get married, they always think they just came to wash our socks, iron our shirts, so that when we stand before people, we look presentable. But she really challenged me. If you know the mission that brought you into marriage, you'll have to pursue it. So from yesterday, I changed. I look at my wife like my partner, who is a co-worker together with me in the ministry. For some of us, it is not that we don't like washing socks, but we don't have grace. We need laying of hands so that we can have that grace to wash socks and some other stuffs in the houses. But and also I want to appreciate Jody. We worked together. We moved to different places, spreading the gospel of Southern Cross. But right now, since she's here with us, I really want to recognize her also, because she's a woman of integrity. And we have really worked together. And I also want to thank Fiona and Anthony that you're picking up. It is like John the Baptist, the way he stood and said, "Let him increase as I decrease." And when you speak like that as a Christian, the Lord increases all of us. Amen. And when I look down there, I see my brother. I always call him my brother. He's an apostle, David Appelt. In every corner of this nation we have gone, sometimes we get scared. But the Lord who is in us is more greater than what we normally go through. And God has actually enabled us. We have moved. We have gone to different places. Please, when Elisha was a prophet, when he saw what was in Elijah, there is nobody who discouraged him from following Elijah. I remember the children of prophets used to say, "You know, today your Lord will be taken from you." He silenced them and told them, "Please keep quiet. I know." When you see me following these people, we have worked together for quite a number of years, about now 13 plus or 13, 14. We are still working together. And every year that they come here, they leave something inside me that will take me the whole year. So you are very much privileged. Those ones who are here together with us, you have received something that will take you one full year. So let us continue praying for them. And also, when they leave, let this not be the end of meeting brethren. Let us develop a habit of meeting together. Let us exchange our contacts so that when they leave, we continue together as brethren to expand the kingdom of God. God bless you so much. I see not only Christopher who said that his face is now shining, but when I look at you, all of you, your face is shining for the glory of God. God bless you so much. Shalom.
Amen. Amen. But tell us. Something I just want to say, John just reminded me. We're going to get all the contact details for all the Southern Cross members from East Africa, and we'll email it to you, and we'll send you an SMS.
Praise God. My name is Vitali Souma, and maybe I may request that I want to do this testimony differently to the others, the way they have been doing. So I request my mentor, John Nudaka, to come back here to help me a few things here.
I just wanted to use my own vernacular language. The person who introduced us to Southern Cross is this dad of mine. And we wanted actually people to know that he's really working hard, and also in the other side of our country, Busia. And I would like those ones who knew Southern Cross through him to stand so that they can just wave. I would like to appreciate that. May the Lord bless him. And I also like to appreciate and congratulate Australian team. And more Brother Fiona, I mean Brother Anton and his wife Fiona. Last year they really helped me to continue with the prayers. Okay, I had a problem with my brother's son or my brother's daughter who is crippled. There is somebody who was drunk, sneaked where my brother's daughter was sleeping, and then he impregnated her, which caused actually a big problem to this girl. She's an orphan and disabled girl. When it came to time to deliver, she delivered well in the hospital, but she didn't have milk to breastfeed. After 3 days, she became sick. She was seriously sick. She got paralyzed to one side, and then she was returned to maternity wing. Which forced us actually to inform our brothers or our brothers and our friends so that they can pray together with us. I text Anton a text message, and then he assisted me in prayers. Many friends also from the internet sent us prayers. Including Jeremiah and his wife. I really want to appreciate all of you. I also went there. I heard the story. And he also contributed to the same. So that girl is healed, but she's still staggering in her walking. But she still needs prayer and some other assistance. God bless you so much. Amen.
I think we have time for one more. Is there someone else? You're going to have to fight each other. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Call her Melissa Msebe. I'm blessed to be here. First and foremost, I want to thank the Lord because of John, the vision bearer of Southern Cross. Because if God did not use him, then we could not be here at the moment. But I thank the Lord who put that vision in him. Beside that, I thank the Lord because of David, whom that he has been coming severally, Kenya and Busia. He has been with good teachings, especially to the couples. I remember when he came at Busia, he taught us, you see, we African, we are not used to walking together as the way they do. But he taught us, we as pastors, we have to be example to the church. Not walk, the pastor is there, the wife is behind. Come here. He refused that. And I thank God for that. May God bless you.
I thank God for this opportunity you gave me to share my testimony. I thank God because he saved me when I was lost in my sins. I was nobody, but himself made me somebody, and I thank God for that. I'm standing here to thank Southern Cross Church and Association. When I met them 4 years ago in Perth, Australia, they received me very well in their office, and you can imagine an African going to a church and say, I want to talk to you. Sometimes they have to tell you, who are you? Why are you coming here? But John and his wife and his team, they didn't ask me such questions. They received me and introduced me to their association. And I and our church has become member. So I thank you for introducing Burundi to Southern Cross Association Churches. Since then, we have 8 different denominations who are member for Southern Cross Council. We call it Council for Southern Cross Evangelical Churches, and we meet 4 times a year and once in our general conference. And we have 64 pastors who do meet a year. So I thank you also for praying for our country. You know, we have been facing hard leadership. There was a coup. Many people died. But because of your prayers, we were able to be spared. No one we lost in our family or in our church. I want to thank Kenyans too. Kenyans and your president, they have been with us My son-in-law, who is number two to the president, he just returned from Kenya yesterday, and he was telling me how you received him and that you promised to stand behind Burundi. So my word is to ask Southern Cross to be coming and bring us together like this. May we know each other. I want to really thank Southern Cross for this good plans they have for bringing churches leaders together. Churches leaders were divided. But if we can have a strong organization like Southern Cross, I believe we'll be united. You in Kenya, we in Burundi, and others in Uganda and Tanzania. In East Africa, we'll be united. So that is my prayer, that they will be bringing us together every year. May we make a strong organization. In finishing my testimony is that I have a wife and 8 children. I could have more, but I'm old. I'm 64. So I can't have any more. I'm finishing. So keep on. I can't. Keep on praying for us. Keep on praying for us. And I want to invite you to come to Burundi. I know that you hear that there is war, killings, fightings, but there's peace. We have peace. We travel from east to west, night. No shootings, no killings. I know what we hear in media, but what we hear in media is not the truth. Come in and see. We had missionaries from Kenya this week. They were training pastors there. We traveled there during night in the city, and there was nothing happened to them. So please, come and visit us. And if possible, John, come to Burundi. David, come to Burundi to share the word of God. May God bless you.
Thank you. It's always very encouraging just to hear what God is doing.